The Vermont House has approved a new marijuana legalization bill. The vote was 79 to 66. If the bill becomes law, Vermont will be the first state in the country to legalize recreational marijuana through the legislative process. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, the big question is whether Governor Phil Scott will veto the bill.
The debate in the House pitted the need to enact what supporters say is a sensible marijuana law versus the wisdom of legalizing another drug in the state. This bill allows individuals to possess up to an ounce of marijuana and grow either two mature or four immature plants. This part of the legislation goes into effect in July of 2018. The proposal also contains a special commission that will study the best way to create a state regulatory system that includes retail stores and the taxation of marijuana. The report is due in November, and any recommendations will be subject to legislative approval next year. Hartford Representative Sue Buchholz said the bill will bring marijuana use in Vermont out of the shadows.
I would contend that it's irresponsible not to start getting a handle on this issue, to not start attacking the black market, to not looking at how that's drawing criminal elements into the state.
It's been estimated that roughly 80,000 Vermonters smoke marijuana. Middlebury Representative Amy Sheldon said it's important not to view these people as criminals.
I believe our current marijuana laws are disconnected from our deeds. And today we have an opportunity to line up the words in our statutes with the deeds of thousands of Vermonters.
Bennington Representative Kaya Morris reminded her colleagues that Massachusetts has legalized marijuana. It's a state that's just 10 miles from her community.
This is going to happen, so we can either be proactive and be a part of this conversation, or we can just take a wait-and-see approach and let's deal with it next year.
But opponents saw a different reality to legalizing marijuana. Jericho Representative George Till thinks the bill sends a terrible message to young people.
They think it's a less risky thing to be used once you have had this discussion and legalized marijuana. I don't think that's a very good thing.
Burlington Representative Kurt Wright said it was a big mistake to legalize marijuana.
We do not have data that verifies what happens in regard to highway safety and teenage usage. There are too many unanswered questions for us to pass this at this time.
And the newest member of the House, Chittenden Representative Jim Harrison, strongly opposed legalization.
We have a serious drug problem in Vermont, and I fail to see how legalizing one more will help solve that problem.
The bill now goes to Governor Phil Scott. He could sign it, veto it, or let it become law without his signature. Scott says he'll closely study the legislation to see if it addresses his public safety and public health concerns.
I have an interest in continuing. We're going to work on this from our public safety standpoint. I'm working with the Coalition of Northeast Governors as well to try and work together and try and find some common level of impairment.
Scott is expected to make a decision about the legislation in the next week. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.